Proclamation number 3358 of 6th of December, 1944. Progress, stand still, decline in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world there is neither a standstill nor a decline. As soon as the being is in realization, thus it has entered the kingdom of light. For since it then constantly receives strength, it is also constantly active, and every activity is an activity in love, which signifies spiritual progress. Light and strength receivers in the spiritual kingdom can never remain in an activity which would be equal to a standstill, or never think and act without love and thus cause a decline. Instead, the being constantly strives upwards, its strength constantly increases through its emission, and it can radiate ever brighter light and therefore be inconceivably blissful. For the state of light is bliss. And therefore all spiritual beings must one day be released from their dark state, because this is the activity of the beings of light in the spiritual kingdom, to break through the darkness, to bring light to the lightless beings. Only endless times will pass before all spiritual beings are in the state of light, thus in unlimited bliss. And that is why innumerable creations are still needed where the spiritual can mature, and these creations are also products of the spiritual working of love. The activity of the beings of light in the spiritual kingdom varies according to their degree of perfection and consists of transmitting light and strength, of imparting knowledge to the ignorant and supplying vitality, or also of creating and shaping earthly creations according to God's will, thus an increased emanation of God's strength, so that this strength becomes visible in creations which carry life within themselves, because they contain the still immature spiritual substances for the purpose of maturing. These creations are therefore the spiritual will which has become form, which in union with God has a measure of strength at its disposal and fulfills and expresses His will through these creations. These creations are God's works because His strength and power become visible in them, yet countless beings work in His will and participate in the shaping and preservation of all material creation because they find highest happiness in it and bring to bear the strength which constantly flows to them from God. For they cannot help but be active in love and therefore again and again create new opportunities for the still undeveloped spiritual to mature. This is the privilege of God's children who take on the Father's inheritance and can therefore create and shape like Him, using the strength from God which constantly flows to them because they are in the most intimate union with Him. And yet for them there is no limit to their bliss. Their spiritual abilities will never reach a limit, for the unlimited is the characteristic of perfection. And thus they approach God more and more, although they are merged with Him eternally. But the eternal deity itself is an entity which is nevertheless constantly striven for, because it is perfected beyond all measure and can never be reached in its perfection. Thus, in the kingdom of light there is only constant upward development and constantly increasing abundance of light, yet whatever is outside the kingdom of light remains at a standstill or declines in its development because it is powerless and left to its own devices and therefore cannot receive strength either, unless it decides of its own free will to be of service with love. Then strength will be imparted to it, and then the union with equally mature beings will take place and the slow ascent into the spheres of light will begin. But if this will is not present, then it will remain in a powerless, dark state for eternities, or it will sink down into the deepest depths and harden again in its substance until it is banished again in new works of creation for the purpose of overcoming matter. and this state is inconceivably agonizing for the spiritual. It is inactive, unfree and ignorant. It is God-distant and powerless. It is to cover the path of ascent development until it reaches the stage of freedom of will, until it can receive spiritual strength again which God imparts to it through His messengers, as soon as it is willing to use it itself to approach God. Only then does the activity of the beings of light begin, which then provide the being with love and patience in order to enable it to unite with God, in order to make it mature for the spiritual kingdom, for the spheres of light in which it can attain the vision of God and be blissfully happy, because it is constantly nourished with His strength and thus tangibly feels the closeness to God, which makes it the most blissful being. Amen.